Welcome to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. In-depth Bible teaching that will prepare you for life and for ministry. If you would like some formal training, which is very affordable, go to his website at harvesttimeinstitute.org. That is HARVESTIME Institute.org. Now, open your Bibles as we listen to today's lesson.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all, and welcome to the program as we're going through the book of Luke. We're coming to 10 or 11 verses that are very puzzling, and it's going to be an interesting show. So come along with us, open your Bibles, pens, and notebooks, because here at Insights for Eternity, we teach those who teach others. And before we get into God's word, let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are our light, our life, and our joy. And we pray that we will rejoice in understanding your word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's look at the passage, Luke 12, verses 49 to 59. And it's Jesus speaking. I came to cast fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Do you think I've come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on in one house there will be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once, a shower is coming, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? And why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him on the way, lest he drag you in to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the officer, and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the very last penny. What Jesus is talking about here is the immediate spiritual turmoil that was about to take place as soon as he went to the cross and as soon as he sent the fire of God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And this time of transition would not be peaceful at all. It was going to be a time of spiritual division in Israel, when some became Christians and some stayed as Jews. It was going to be a time of turmoil on earth, with soon the Romans coming and wiping out Jerusalem in AD 70. So here in these few verses, he's covering the time, we think, between his own crucifixion, which would have been around about AD 30, plus or minus a couple of years either way, depending on the scholar. And it happens all the way up to AD 70, when the temple is finally destroyed by the armies of Titus. So let's start with the first few verses, verses 49 and 50. I came to cast fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished. Now, most people agree that the baptism is the baptism of suffering, the baptism of the cross. And he wants to go to the cross because he knows that's going to lead to him rising from the dead and ascending into heaven and being able to pour out the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the fire of God, and it's in some ways, it's also a fire of judgment upon the world. For those who have the fire of God are blessed, and those who resist the Holy Spirit are those who end up in the judgment fire at the end of the age. So it's very important for us to listen to the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is saying to your spirit. You must listen to God at all times. And Jesus is speaking of himself and what he's going to accomplish through his sacrifice on the cross, what he's going to accomplish through his ascension into heaven, and what he's going to accomplish as he baptizes the apostles and those in the upper room with the baptism of the Holy Spirit that's still available today for you and for I. And he's groaning inwardly, spiritually. Something's about to be given birth. And this happens to us in our ministries. We are groaning inwardly. We know something's going to happen. Jesus had far greater knowledge than we have. And we know that something's happening. We know and we are aware in ourselves that God is doing a work. And Jesus knew precisely what that work was. His crucifixion and the new age in the spirit that would come from his death on the cross. All mankind would have their sins forgiven. At least those who believe would have their sins forgiven by the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. So he's anticipating, he's groaning with the great spiritual work he was about to accomplish. Now, this wasn't a work like building a bridge or running a government. It's a work of suffering under the assailment of Satan, of going through the terrors of the cross, of rising from the dead, of having God do a work in and through him that few could anticipate and which was unable to be observed by the people around him. Let's go to verses 51 to 53. Do you think I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on in one house there'll be five divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. So he's saying that we'd all be divided spiritually, that even in one family, there'd be this division between those who are born again and those who are not born again. And we see this over and over again with families in our church, when perhaps the husband is an unbeliever and the wife is a believer. And gradually over time, a division develops. And it can lead to domestic violence. It can lead to anger. It can lead to all sorts of things as the unbeliever rages against the believer. And this is particularly true if the unbeliever is of a different religion or persuasion to the believer. And I've seen this in some places where the husband is a Catholic and the wife gets born again and he considers it a total rejection of his religion and they get very angry. There's a lot of division and rage and turmoil going on, and there's a situation like that that I'm fairly close to at the moment. And we see it in our own families where someone refuses to believe. They become hardened of heart. And a division takes place. And this division is going to happen simply because of what Jesus did on the cross. He did something so powerful, and we have to accept it. We have to believe in it. And those who don't believe in it become a different category of human being, or rather those who are born again are a different category. They're a different humanity, and people sense that we've changed when we get born again. And they oppose us, and you can expect to be opposed if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And hardest of all, you get opposed by those people close to you, your friends and your family and your closest members. The division between a husband and wife or between brothers and sisters. It's a terrible thing, but you must stand strong for the Lord Jesus Christ, because this is a division that is relevant to salvation. The fact that you have to believe in Jesus divides people. And Jesus knew that. He said, I'm not going to bring peace on earth. I'm going to bring salvation. He's going to be a new covenant. He's going to bring forgiveness of sin. But that depends on us believing. And for those who believe, they receive these wonderful things, salvation. But they also receive persecution and distress, that they may have a great reward in the heavenly realms for when we are persecuted, when we are unfairly reviled. Great is our reward in heaven. So here, we know there's going to be division. We shouldn't be surprised at the fiery trial that comes upon us. So you and I need to be prepared to be rejected occasionally or sometimes a lot by our family members. And we need to bring our family members before the Lord that they might repent. And in some cases, we should pray very much for some families in the church where there can be domestic violence over this issue, where the unbeliever persecutes the believer to the point even of murder, or in some countries of poisoning the believer in some extreme circumstances. So we need to pray for new believers, because they will face a tremendous opposition in some cases from their family and friends. And we need to pray that they are preserved, they are not killed, they are not poisoned, they are not cast out of the family simply for believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a spiritual division. And Jesus brings a spiritual division between the saved and the unsaved. And then Jesus goes on and he says, he also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you say at once a shower is coming, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Now, we are in one of God's present times. We're very, very close to the end of the age. We know that from Matthew 24:14, where it says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached for a witness unto all nations, then the end shall come. Well, the gospel has gone across the world. It's been preached as a witness in many nations, and almost in all nations. There are some, certainly in all nations, but not in all people groups and all cities. But it's getting there. It's getting there very quickly across the boundaries of this world. And God is impatient, and we see the end of the age of the Gentiles is coming. Israel is coming back. All the end times signs are falling into place. And those who are perceptive can say, yes, we are close to judgment. We are close to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in glory and power. And we must be sensitive about this. We must be sensible. We must wake up. We must trim the wicks of our lamps. We must get more oil. We must live holy lives, because we are close to that time of turmoil. And as we look around the world at the banking system, at artificial intelligence, as great advances in technology, and the rise of totalitarian governments that can control every aspect of our money, our finances, our information, that know where we are at all times, and that Google keeps a track of us through our phones, and Facebook keeps a track of us, and all these other things keep a track of us around the world, and everything about us is known. So when the end time comes and they want to round up all the Christians, they can do so very easily. We are not to be surprised by the hatred of the world, because they hated Jesus first. And we can know, looking at all these things and the rise of wickedness and the spread of lawlessness, and we know that soon the man of lawlessness will be revealed, though we have no idea who the man of lawlessness is at this time. But that person will be a lover of technology, will be a very strange person who does not love women, but loves and serves technology. And this person will arise with terrible power as the beast, and who can make war with the beast. And he will give artificial intelligence to his image, and it will be able to speak and to slay those that oppose it. So we will know that there will be weaponized artificial intelligence in the last days, striking at those who fail to worship the image of the beast. And we're very, very close to that. What I have seen in my lifetime of 66 years, I would have never have guessed when I was a child. I would have never guessed even in my 20s or 30s. But in the last 20 years, since the rise of the internet and many other things, we can see the appalling power that is going to be unleashed around us. And we already know about the nuclear weapons and whatever weapons they develop from now on in, and how sophisticated the warheads are now. And we know we are very, very, very close to the end of the age, the end of the world. The world cannot go on much longer in such depth of sin and depravity. And you and I need to read the signs of the times, just like we can read the weather. And on another note, we need to know where and when we are to evangelize with the gospel. There are seasons in the gospel. There are times in the gospel where we can go and we can preach and there will be a revival. We need to sense what God is doing. We need to get out there. We need to heal the sick, raise the dead, preach the gospel, and see the kingdom of God proclaimed. And I hope that you feel that the kingdom of God is proclaimed on this radio program. And we're going to put them up on eternityradio.org if you'd like, eternityradio.org. And you can go and access the programs there, and also download our app from the Google Play Store. We have an Eternity Radio app on the Google Play Store now. So just go into Google Play Store, put in Eternity Radio, and you'll see a bright yellowy-orange thing with ER on it. Well, download that app and put it on your phones. Okay, that's enough of that. We need to interpret the present time. We need to know what God is saying to our age, our country, our family, and we need to be sensitive to that. Our spiritual eyes and ears need to be opened. And then it goes on to say, and why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? As you go with your accuser before the magistrate, make an effort to settle with him along the way, lest he drag you to the judge and the judge hand you over to the officer and the officer put you in prison. I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the very last penny. We have a debt of sin. We need God to forgive our sin. And our sin weighs over us. We know that we will be locked up in hell for eternity because our sin is so great, our heart is so hard, and we have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is time to get right with God. It is time for you, if you're not yet a believer, if you're listening to this program, if you're concerned about the state of the world, it is time for you now to set your heart right with God. For God alone can save you. This world cannot save you. Even the best doctors in the world cannot save you. Even the greatest geniuses in the world cannot save you from death and judgment and hell. They cannot save you from the wrath of God who is to come. They cannot save you from the sin that is in your own heart, which you know afflicts you. So you must get right with God, and you must get right with God right now. Do not delay. Do not put it off. You do not know what is going to happen. You could be driving along the road, or you could be in a bus. You could be on a motorbike, and a terrible accident could happen, and you could be standing before God tonight. And God will say, why should I let you into my heaven? And there's only one answer to the question of why you should get into heaven. And it's not because you've been a good person, not because you've been a good man or a good woman or a good boy or a good girl. The answer is because you have believed in God's only Son, Jesus Christ, who died for you on the cross and who paid the price for your sins. You see, you have a problem with sin, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And that's in Romans 3:23. And you have a problem also that the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is everlasting life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans 6:23. And you are going to die spiritually unless you accept the free gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. You cannot make it on your own. You need God's free gift of eternal life. Unfortunately for you, God has loved us and God has demonstrated his love for you. So while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you on the cross. While you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you and he's opened a way to heaven for you and he has made the way. You don't have to do anything yourself. Christ has demonstrated his love for us and that Christ has died for you and given his life and his blood for you. So how can you access this salvation? And it's very simple, that if you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and confess with your mouth that he has risen from the dead, then you will be saved. These are the two things that you have to believe, that Jesus is Lord, that he's King of Kings, that he's Lord of Lords, that he is the very Son of God, and that trust in him and faith in him will get you saved. You want to believe that Jesus is Lord, and you need to be able to say it, and you need to believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. As we've just seen Easter coming and going, we say Christ is risen, he has risen indeed. And Jesus rose from the dead. What's the significance of that? When Jesus died on the cross, he took your sins. How do we know he took your sins? Because he rose from the dead. We know his sacrifice was accepted, that God accepted his sacrifice, and the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. And so it's dealt with. Your sin is dealt with, and we know that through the resurrection. And you must believe that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead, that he's King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords, that he died on the cross for your sins, and he has risen from the dead to bring eternal life to all who believe in him. You need to believe that. You need to receive that. You need to say, Lord Jesus, I need you. I need your forgiveness. I confess that I have sinned. I confess that I have fallen short of the glory of God. You say to God, I have sinned. Please forgive my sins. And Jesus died to create a new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. He wants to forgive you. He wants you in his heaven. He loves you with an everlasting love and compassion. And he wants you to believe and to be saved, because the times, they are coming to an end. This age is coming to an end. You need to be able to stand before God when he returns, and he can return at almost any time. So you need to be ready to meet with God, and you need your sins forgiven, and you need the joy of the Holy Spirit in your life. God will save you. God will give you new life. God will forgive your sins. God will give you a new heart and a new mind. You will think differently. You will feel differently. You will see the world differently, because God is in you to transform you. He's transforming you day by day once you're born again. He's going to make you into a new person. Yeah, he will. If you give your drugs and your alcohol and your sin to God, he will get rid of those things from you. You must shake loose from your addictions. You must come loose from all your rage and all the hurt in your heart. And God will heal your heart. He will heal the hurt in your heart. He will put you back together as a human being. And you will know joy and peace if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And when you do this, when you become a new Christian, you enter into a new world, and you enter into a new community called the Church of God. And this is the community that is called out from this world and from all its pollution. This world is coming to an end. The sins of this world are coming to an end. You are called out to an eternal community of believers. And that's where the division comes in. You'll be different from the world. You'll be separate from the world. You won't think like the world. You won't act like the world, because you're going to be a born-again Christian. And you're going to be ready for the rapture. You're going to be ready for the second coming of Christ. And you will receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you will walk in newness of life. You will walk in strength. You will walk in newness. You will walk in the greatness and kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what have we learned from today's passages? We have learned that Jesus has done something to change the world. He's brought fire to the earth, and that fire is the fire of the Holy Spirit and the fire of judgment. He has gone through a baptism that's made a new and living way for us. When he went through that cross, he didn't just change himself, he changed the world, and he changed everything spiritually. So now we have a new and living way to God. We don't have to go to God through our own works. We don't have to go to God through Jewish ceremonies. We don't have to be a Jew to get to heaven. No, the only way you're getting to heaven is by loving righteousness and truth, being full of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. The other thing we find out from today is that the spiritual change that Jesus brought to the earth was a great change that shakes even our family structures. The whole world is divided into two groups, the saved and the unsaved. It's just like when the Titanic sank off the coast of Newfoundland, and it sank after it hit an iceberg. And after it was all done, there was a big two lists of people, and it said saved for those who were saved by the lifeboats, and lost, those who were lost at sea and drowned in the cold waters and passed away. And so you're on one of those two lists. You're either saved or you're lost. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Do not be on the list of those who are lost. Reach out. Do not go underwater. Reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Do not be lost. This is your moment to reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation and be on the right group of people. The world's divided. You've got to choose. You've got to choose who you're going to be with, the world that goes to hell, or with the church that goes to heaven. And you've got to make the right choice. You've got to choose to be a Christian. You've got to choose to be a believer. Oh, and it is urgent. The times are upon us. We learnt that an hour is coming on this world. We need to discern the times. We need to stop being asleep at the wheel. We need to stop pretending that everything's just going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. We're approaching judgment. We're approaching the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're approaching Armageddon and World War III. We're approaching a great global dictatorship. You must believe before that happens, because when that happens, the chance of your believing will be minuscule. The world will be so controlled that you'll never get to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reach out and believe Jesus now while you have the freedom to believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household will be saved. Reach out to God. Reach out to Him. Remember that there is a judge coming, and that judge is Jesus Christ, for to Him all judgment has been given, in heaven and on earth. But here, while He was here, He came in grace. But when He comes again, it will be in judgment and in wrath to put an end to this world system and all its wickedness. And He will come with thousands and thousands, millions and millions of His holy ones, and He will destroy the kingdoms of this world. And that judge is coming, and you want to get right with God before the judge arrives. You want to put your sins away. You want to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to live a holy life. And do not wait any longer. The judgment is coming. The judge is at the door. The times are winding up. The age is coming to an end. Do not say, I have another day before the judge arrives. You don't know when Jesus is coming back, and neither do I. But I do know the times are urgent. And do not delay in believing the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to your local church. Find a good, honest pastor. Find a friend that's a Christian and say, lead me to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lead me to salvation right now. Lead me to the presence of God and to the Holy Spirit in my heart, and forgive my sins and set me right before God in heaven. Get your spiritual debt paid off now before the judge comes with all His holy ones to destroy every last bit of wickedness. Do not be among those who are lost. Be among those who are saved, among those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is John Edmiston signing off with Insights for Eternity. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Eternity with Pastor John Edmiston. We hope that you have been blessed. May the Lord strengthen you as you do His work. If you want to contact John Edmiston, just send an email to johned@cybermissions.org. johned@cybermissions.org. May the peace of God be with you.